This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue-collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue-collar workers for blue-collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Welcome to the Antler Up podcast, brought to you by Tethered, the world's best saddle hunting gear, and we got a great show for you all today. You're listening to the Antler Up podcast, where we dive into archery, hunting, and the mindset needed to elevate your game. Join us as we explore the latest strategies and gear to help you become the best hunter you can be, both in and out of the woods. At Antler Up, we know that quality gear can make or break your hunt, and that's why we're excited to partner with Huntworth Gear. If you're looking for premium gear without the premium price tag, Huntworth has you covered. And new for 2024, the Vertec pattern is a dynamic woodland camo pattern blending perfectly into any environment, whether you're stalking in the early season or hunkering down in the late season. From lightweight options for those warm September days to insulated gear that will keep you warm during the harshest winter conditions, Huntworth has you covered for everything you need all year long. Gear up right now and head over to huntworthgear.com to check out their full lineup. America's Best Bowstrings is dedicated to crafting the finest custom bowstrings using top-notch BCY fibers and their exclusive building process. Check out the Launch Series, which is designed for the most demanding bow hunter and archer, setting a new standard in durability and performance. Custom 452 XE fiber provides unparalleled strength and resilience, making them the go-to choice for serious archer. 2-year warranty, they stand behind their products, and the Launch Series bowstrings come with this warranty against peep rotation, serving separation, and stretch, giving you a peace of mind in every shot. So head on over to America's Best Bowstrings and build your custom set today. And at checkout, use code AUO to save some money on your set today. And turkey season is here, and if you're serious about running and gunning for gobblers, you need a vest that's as mobile and adaptable as you are. That's where the Tethered M2 Turkey Vest comes in. Designed with the input from the hunting public and built for high-speed, low-drag performance, the M2 is ultra-light, whisper-quiet, and completely modular. Whether you like to keep it minimalist or pack in every tool of the trade, the M2's MOLLE-compatible system lets you set up your gear exactly how you want it. It's made from Whisper Tough fabric, a blend that's soft and silent on the outside but tough as nails on the inside, all wrapped in the legendary Mossy Oak Bottomland camo. And best of all, the M2 is proudly made here in the USA, built for durability, designed for the ultimate mobility, and ready for the toughest turkey woods. So if you want the last turkey, so head on over and grab yours today over at tethered.com. Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm joined on the other line by Dr. Preston Ward of Mountain Physio. Preston, it has been a minute since we last got a chance to record a podcast. Dude, I was looking. I know you've been on. This will actually be, I think, your third time.
I think so.
But I was going back, and I couldn't find maybe your second one, but like episode one that you did with us was like episode 56. This one airing will be 265, I think. So
nice.
A lot has changed, and a lot has been going on, and so some good news from my end, but also some great news on your end, man. Like you're still booming. So dude, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on and record, man. So welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you. No, it's fun. That's actually fun. Those are fun statistics to, that means you're growing. That means I'm still growing as well. So that's awesome to see.
Yeah, man. I mean, you figure we've been doing it now since like 2020. And, it's just, it's crazy how much has changed, and I'm a pump because you said you'll be coming out to Pennsylvania TAC this year, I think, right?
Yeah, that's the big plan. We've reserved the spot and everything like that, and we're actually going to go to quite a few more TACs this year, so that'll be fun, and different ones, but the PA will be super fun. I'm excited about that. I know it's a good one. Mm-hmm. You shot it before, right?
Yep, I shot it twice. This will be year three of shooting it. There was a year that I did attend it that I didn't shoot. I was just like working with Tethered for it. That was actually the last time that I was there. But dude, I know a lot of people say that is one of the most attended TAC just because of like 6,000 archers, and there's so many courses now on there. But I know a lot of them are a nightmare to try to book and be an attendee. That one is just a crazy crapshoot. But I'm excited that you're actually going to be there because we'll be there. And I finally have, you know, like I said, third time doing this. We Instagram message, all that stuff. It'll be good to just give you a handshake and get a chance to talk in person, man. So
yeah, no, that'll be fun. I have a lot of clients that. Pennsylvania is just an awesome bow hunting state in general. Like look at all the statistics and numbers, and there's just like so many hunters in Pennsylvania. And, so I'm pretty pumped there. I have a lot of clients there in Pennsylvania, that we work with regularly. So it'll be super fun to come and shake everyone's hand and stuff. Yeah. I do so much virtually that it's like, yeah, it'll be fun to shake your hand and get to talk to people, go grab something to eat or something. I don't know. It'll be fun.
Well, probably too, like for dealing with people from the state of PA is also guys that go out west a lot. You know what I mean? Like this is a very, I know from all over people travel, but it's neat to how many people I just randomly meet or get a chance to talk, especially when I work the outdoor show here in Harrisburg of all the people. And it's like, you know, guys are always talking about their trip out west and all this stuff. I'm like, wow, like a lot of people do go out there. So I'm sure, you know, you deal with a lot of that. Like, hey, I'm coming out there. I have to be ready not only for my home state of you know, PA of climbing the mountains, but also being out there in the middle of nowhere in whatever, Utah, Colorado, you know, you name it. So, that is pretty neat that you get that aspect of that many people from all over.
Yeah, it is fun. I'll tell you what, it's been fun to see the growth and the interest. And I quit my full-time job about a year, actually almost a year ago, almost to the day. And so now full-time in mountain physio, and it's just been fun to see the growth even this last year and meeting people from all over. So I bring that up because we've worked with clients in across the seas, like into Europe area, New Zealand, like just like really cool stuff. And so it's fun to get to know everyone. Honestly, we're all hunters and we all love it and stuff. And even though we might be in different countries or different states, a lot of people from that, from the PA coming out here to elk hunt. And it's just so fun to work with, you know, elk hunters and work with them one-on-one. And we got a lot of cool, exciting things happening from our business side of things, new things really. So it's cool. It's fun to meet everyone really.
To kind of wrap up that, and I'll let you do like a quick reintroducing yourself situation. But the last time that we did talk, you were getting ready and we're just doing things with Team USA.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that first crazy. Year. So I don't know what year would that have been?
Oh man, I've been working with them for three or four years now. It's probably been almost four. So that's always fun. I always do enjoy working with them.
Yeah. So if you haven't figured it out already, like I said, Dr. Preston Ward, he has a lot of other little letters and stuff at the end of his name when you look at it that way. I always like to tell my students that, you know, it's cool to see when you go to a physical therapist or personal trainer or any kind of doctor, and they have all these other letters after it, and it's like, you know, they've usually those ones are usually really good and have a good understanding of what they're doing and talking about and study a lot, which is awesome to see. So man, like I said, you've been on it many years ago, so I guess just give a quick little reintroduction of yourself, just because, you know, if you're a longtime listener, maybe you remember Preston. If you've joined in since then, you might have heard him on Elk Shape. You might have heard him on Kafaru Cast. Like, Preston knows his shit, and he's a good guy. And I'm pumped to talk about this stuff because there's some things that I want to, you know, venture down into with this, like in this conversation specifically. So, Preston, I guess just give a quick, you know, reintroduction of yourself, and we could go from there, man.
Yeah, my name's Preston, and I grew up in Salt Lake, really. So ever since I can remember, from honestly, like I have pictures of me when I'm 2 years old, just barely walking in diapers at the cabin, hunting, holding up deer. Like that's my entire life has honestly been hunting. So grew up here, married. We have got some dogs. We've got some animals, some mules that we ride, do a ton of hunting. Have our daughter, and then went to the University of Utah here, graduated, became a orthopedic certified specialist, so a board certified specialist. Do a lot of soft tissue work here, and 6 years ago, like I was saying, 6 years ago, I was in an archery shop. People were complaining of shoulder pain, and I thought, gosh, there should be a doctor, there should be a healthcare practitioner that's helping archers, helping hunters. It's an athletic sport. There should be someone that really kind of pioneers that into the hunting industry. And a light bulb clicked. I had just finished residency. I'm like, that's my calling in life. And so ever since then, I kind of like, I feel grateful. I really, growing up here in Utah, like it's a great place to be. There's a lot of outdoor companies and individuals as well, but really kind of pioneered that for archers and hunters. And so I feel really grateful. I've had made some really good connections, but to really kind of step in, pioneer that for the hunting industry. And it's been really well received. Like people want that knowledge. They want that evidence. They want the rehab, but also from that standpoint, we do way more than just rehab. Like it's more than just someone's injured, come see us. It's all the training. It's the prep work for elk hunting. So people in PA that aren't necessarily, you know, injured, but they just want the good training and they want to know how they stay in the mountain longer. We're doing all that. And so it's fun. And that's that's the background about me.
Yeah. Well, what's crazy of all those things that you were saying, that world is always evolving. And that is the one aspect that I love about like personal health in general, right? There's so many different things that like we learn and it might tweak in a year or two, or heck, even like 3-4 years from now. I'm sure there's things that maybe when you first started that you're like, yeah, this is, I might die on this hill for, because this is my, like what you think, but then maybe you experience something different and that mindset has changed for you. And now you're like, no, I definitely will not die on that hill for whatever topic that may be. So that's the one aspect that I do like about this. And what you just said there was about the preventative measure, but also like, how can we stay safe on the mountain, stay longer on the mountain, and how can we be stronger on the mountain and not just be like ready for that peak 1 day, 2 day opportunity. But then like when it is a full week long hunt, how is it that week 6 and week 7, we're still thriving and not trying to survive basically. And, I love that about that. And I think that is a big misconception about when you say like, physical therapist, it's like, well, that means you're already injured. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that, right?
No, exactly. That's, I mean, our kind of mission, and we've really kind of dialed it in, is to really ensure success, ensure that people put their health first, you know, their hunt first, and they just live a healthy life. So to elevate their hunt, their life, those sorts of things. But really, it comes down to like, we want to help get people to the mountains, and we want to help keep them in the mountains. And there's a lot of different, you know, misconceptions, like you said, out there of like, well, you got to be doing all these like super intense workouts, exercises, CrossFit, all sorts of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's good. It's for a certain, I'd say, population. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what we need to focus on is those accessory muscles that honestly are just forgotten a lot of times. And those are the ones that are going to keep you in the field. And so that's the important part that we are really focusing on. And it's kind of fun to test people with specific tests to see where they measure up. And honestly, most people that are coming out here, that even live out here, are just weak in certain areas and need to focus on those areas. So
what areas are you seeing that they're mostly weak on? Or is it knees? Is it shoulders? Is it, you know, the back? Just because, especially when you talk about people that are coming out west, like they're going to have a pretty heavy pack on their frame, basically, as they're carrying. So where do you see them really struggling the most?
Yeah. So the way that we've divided this up is, so I presented some of our data at the Western Hunt Expo a little over a year ago, and then it just happened again. But we presented the data. So we've compiled a bunch of testing criteria, a formula basically, that says this is the criteria you need to be fit and healthy, to be able to last in the mountains, like you said. And it really comes down to like cardiovascularly is a really big importance. Like, you need to have some good cardiovascular health, as well as you need to be strong. So that really makes up the bulk of your profile. And then you have other things such as like your own biometrics, right? That's just like your own health in general. Like, do you have diabetes? Do you smoke? Do you do sorts of things like that? And so we kind of take that into consideration. And then the last thing I was going to say is, well, no, there are two more. There's a mental side of things. So like, really, if anyone comes solo out here, like mental resiliency, the ability to push day after day after day is extremely important. And so we look at that and test that. Then the last one, which this is one of the hardest things to train, and where I'd say a lot of people struggle, but at the same time, there's ways to improve it. And that's just elevation. Like, most people coming from the lowlands, you know, the coast and stuff like that, the flatlands, they get up 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 feet, and they're just going to struggle. There's ways of getting around that by coming early, training certain styles and stuff like that. So with that said, in a long-winded answer, it's elevation is certainly an issue that we always tackle, and people are always like, hey, I'm going to the mountains, how can I better prepare? We work on specific programs and education that way. And then another one is just the specific injury. So knees are a common one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, knee pain's a really common one. Putting on a heavy pack, they're not used to it. And really, it's probably more the terrain, the extreme, you know, the steep hills and the declines and stuff like that. That's just really hard. And so a lot of people don't train that way. And so those are some of the big ones. Yeah. Bow hunters always have shoulder issues. And then there's obviously carrying the packs that where people have back pain. But at the end of the day, those are the big ones that we kind of really address.
Yeah, they address. So you brought up the mental toughness side, and that's the things that that's the aspect and attribute that really I like to nerd out on a little bit. And I think for someone like yourself that has worked a full-time job and then you left it because now you're full-time with Mountain Physio, you're running your own business, you're a hunter, you're a husband, you know, you're a father, you have a lot of irons in a fire, man. So you're an individual that I look at like, man, he's had to go through some stuff, I'm sure, has had some ups, had some downs, had some really great ups, right? You know what I mean? Like you probably battled through a lot yourself. You know, with all this, starting this in the last, I would say, 4 years now that we've actually kind of, quote unquote, have known each other and have been able to have this type of relationship, I guess you can say. What have you learned even about yourself that through that side of life has helped you on the mountain?
Yeah, that's a good, God, that's a great question. I think it's the ability to just continue when it gets tough. So like, consistency is what I'm going to say. Like I always say that consistency in the gym, consistency in the mountain is what really breeds success. And I think from a business side of things too, like if you really are looking into, you know, before this we were talking podcasts and stuff like that. If you look into like the algorithm, which I hate even throwing that word out there because I'm like, I don't even understand what that means in social media.
Yeah, me neither.
But I just know there's an algorithm. I know what an algorithm is, but it's just consistency. The people that are consistent at it, they, are the ones that are doing better. So from my business, it's like we're now putting out so much better content and more consistent content. And that's really important. How it's helped me on the mountain is honestly, when things get tough, like you got to just like say, okay, the next day we're doing it again. We're pushing it again. We're going further. And I've always kind of been that way. I've always had that attitude. And maybe that's why I kind of enjoy the entrepreneurship, honestly. Like I'll say, man, anyone that wants to start their own business in fitness and health with hunters, you got an uphill battle because it is extremely hard. As much as people want to do be fit and healthy and stuff like that, man, it is so hard to encourage people to be fit. It's the weirdest thing. People want to go buy shiny new rifles. They don't want to put, you know, 30 minutes in a day for exercise. But with that said, yeah, just pushing like day in and day out when you're hunting. And honestly, the times that I've done that, I've found more success.
Yeah, I like that, man. So before we dive in a little bit more, one more question, just because, dude, I know the clientele that you've dealt with, some really awesome individuals. Who have you like learned the most from? Like, obviously not maybe and you could even say like, it could even be in that in your doctor side of things, but like, who have you kind of been like, man, I learned a lot from that individual?
That's a really good question too. I think everyone should have a mentor, right? And mentorship is so big. Actually, I've been able to work with some really great people, big names, influences, things like that. John Dudley, been able to work with him on a handful of times. I think he's a great guy. I really do. I think he's awesome. He provides so much good educational content. I bring him up because last week, I think we had the Utah Archery Association, the banquet, and he came and he was the speaker and he talked about mentorship, which was like his number one thing that he addressed. And for me in my life, I think it's that same thing of having that mentor. So one of mine probably would be, there's probably a couple, but within the PT side of things, was a physical therapist, is a physical therapist. His name is Dr. Gertsch and he's here locally and just really kind of took me under his wings. a lot of time, and he just kind of really helped me with residency and everything else. And I worked with him so much. And that was honestly, I'll say that right there was the hardest thing. I was working at the VA. So I was working at the university, working with a lot of athletes, the athletics, the teams and stuff like that for a few years, building up Mountain Physio. Then I was working over at the VA, and it was one of the hardest jobs I've had. It was extremely stressful. It just wasn't a very good environment, but he was there, my mentor that I've always wanted to work with. And that was the hardest thing, was leaving a really good friend and a mentor that way, who really kind of shaped the career. But at the end of the day, I was looking at what's best for me and our family and stuff. And I just, there was none of that at where I was at the VA. There was none of that ability to, you know, there wasn't that ladder that I could move up, and where I wanted to be in my personal goals. Like I got to that point where I'm like, I'm either all in on Mountain Physio or I'm not. And so that was, anyways, so he's the mentor. And that was one of the hardest things to do, was actually to leave that job because of him and that mentorship and friendship and everything. So many of you, no one probably knows him. He's not really even a hunter. He's a great guy. So I'd say that. And then in general, in the hunting community, I've had the opportunity to work with some just really good, you know, really good people. And I think, man, I think of so many of them. The owner of Mountain Ops, he's been a great friend. His name's Trevor, Trevor Farns. He's been a good guy. I've been able to work with some guys. You know, I think Brian Barney, I think he's the most genuine dude. Mm-hmm. Dudley, Snyder, all those guys. Dan Staten, that was a really fun collaboration. We did some really good videos and stuff. Like, and I'm probably missing out on and leaving out so many of them, honestly, which I feel bad for. But I've had some really amazing experiences, and this hunting industry and community has really just, you know, grasped the concept of having more than, you know, just some of these like influencer experts on exercise, but really having a healthcare professional and professional services that can take it to that next level. So
Dan was a certified level for CrossFit and owned his own gym and all that type of, you know, all that type of stuff. I'm sure he still has all that stuff. What was his gym like? If everybody could have their own gym like that, like on campus, like on their compound of their own home, like could you imagine, like we'd be a bunch of like badass dudes running around in families. His wife's jack too. like we would be,
she's more jacked than he is,
right? It's crazy.
and he'll say that as well, because we did a partner workout there, and man, that was an intense workout. He's an intense guy anyways, but honestly his gym's awesome. And really appreciate Dan actually for everything he does, and his wife and everything, his family, they're great. What his gym is, honestly, what it was, I don't know if he's still in the same spot. I think he recently moved.
Yeah, he did.
But I know his new gym will probably be that or even better. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of elk heads. There's a lot of elk antlers hanging in there. And that's for sure. He's one. I think one of the best compliments that I got from him. And I'll say in general, over this, you know, 6+ years that I've had this, is after the workout, I'm sweating, dying there. And I'm like, gosh, dang. And he's like, you ready for more? And I'm like, oh man, you're killing me. But at the end of the day, he's like, you know, Preston, you showed me through your tenacity, basically, I'd elk hunt with you. You're someone that I'd elk hunt with. And I'm like, that was a compliment. I don't know if he says that to everyone, but yeah, I like to think that he said that. He's like, I don't say this to everyone, but I'd go elk hunting with you, which means ultimately to me, like I know his personality and style, and it's just go. And I kind of have that same style too, of like when we're hunting, we're going, and we're, doesn't matter if we're going 10 miles or the next day we got to go 10 more, we're doing it.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, dude, let's dive into a little bit, I guess, some new things that you're doing, right? Cause then that can maybe lead into talking about some strength training and injury preventative and like, I mean, I want to talk about too, like, how can people right now dial it in for the season?
Yeah.
I mean, we're sitting here beginning of March and you're like, what? Well, it's like, man, if you haven't started, you might already be a little bit behind, right? You might have to put a little bit more effort into it. So like what's some new things that you're doing that you're pumped about that you would like to share?
Yeah. Thank you. I think we're March, so I'm going to say it's never too late. Yeah, there you go. But with that said, one of the most exciting things that we have going on is really our taking it, I guess I'd say, to the next step and almost kind of also going back to our roots, which has always been one-on-one, working people with people, one-on-one guided work. And so we're doing that, these kind of like one-on-one guided services. And I used to call it, coaching, and I just don't love the term coach. And I'll be called that, and that's totally fine. But I don't love the term coach in a sense on social media. Everyone can become a coach, and I think it's I don't love that, because I'm like, I want to be more than just known as just like as a coach. Right. And not that like I have a hot head at all. Like I hope people don't think that at all. Like, honestly, I try to be as humble as I can, and people can call me whatever they want. But at the end of the day, like really having that professional degree and stuff is very important, because otherwise you get these online coaches that, you know, have really, I'm going to say, no background, or they have, you know, a liking towards flowers or whatever, and now they're this flower coach basically. And I think you need to have some people, some experts and some professionals, so that things don't get watered down and things don't get perceived wrong, right? And so anyways, with that said, our one-on-one guided work is probably our number one thing that we're doing right now, which is really exciting. We've had a lot of people really interested in that. Ultimately, what that is it looks like, again, we say that there's 5 months until August right now, we're in March, but really hunting's now become this thing that it's this yearly pursuit. And so we're seeing people join anytime from now, even into September, to kind of start working one-on-one with them and work 365 days with them. And so that's one of the big thing is we got our new kind of professional one-on-one guided work. Another thing which is really exciting is our app that we have. So it's specific programs. This is really exciting for me, because there's a lot of exercise, you know, platforms out there and stuff like that, and there's nothing wrong with them. And I know actually a lot of them, you know, I know a lot of the people that do it and everything, and they're all good. At the end of the day, what I wanted to do with ours is really solve specific problems that hunters face. So back pain's one of them. People ask me, I think you'll probably get into this, but people ask me all the time, you know, how do I increase my draw weight safely? So we have a specific program in there that people can go in and choose, and then they can run through that. And so how it used to be is, if people had questions, they'd call and consult with me, and it was all we had was one-on-one. And because of it, one-on-one, you know, it was sometimes cost prohibitive for some people. And I think, so what we did is now we've basically taken all that knowledge, put it into either a monthly subscription or an annual subscription at a very, you know, affordable cost point, so that people can get these specific exercises and these workouts of the day that are really targeting the accessory muscles. So that's probably, those are probably the two big things right now that we're doing, the one-on-one guided work plus the self-guided programs and stuff.
Nice. Do people come to you at all for like nutrition stuff?
We get it a little bit. And I think there's some other nutrition guys out there that do really well and stuff like that. And so I'm not going to say that I'm the expert in that. Having our degree and stuff, like definitely learning about all that sort of in school and stuff. So I definitely address that. And if people come to me, which we have quite a few actually that come to us because they want that physical side of things. And then we definitely address the nutrition of like, how many calories, what are your macros you should be doing to keep you sustained in the backcountry, as well as helping people. A lot of times it's with helping them lose, you know, 50, 60 pounds so that they can be lighter and fitter and better in the mountains and stuff. So we definitely address that, from a standpoint. And then if we can't, then we also refer to some of our other practitioners and clinicians that do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I was like, man, I bet you do. Like, just because,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Of it's like a big cycle, like, you know, one-stop shop there you go. So now you're going to be like, dang, I got to go to school and get this dietitian.
Yeah. If you think that, God, I mean, what do they say that abs are made in the kitchen or something like that, I think. And I kind of like that. I mean, I think that there's, definitely the training aspect that has to be done. But if you're looking to cut weight, it's all about that calorie deficit, right. Honestly. Yeah. And gaining weight too. It's all about that, you know, getting enough calories in. So we kind of address all that.
Yeah, that's good. Just because, like I said, I know, I mean, that's a big thing. Like, you have people that are right now that are, like you said, it's all that 365 aspect where guys are going to be like, dude, before hunting season, before August, I'm shooting tack in mid-June, right? Like, wherever it be, whether it be Montana or whatever, or in July at somewhere else. And so, like, guys want to be in shape for that. And that carries on then into, into the mountain, into the elk woods, and for August, September, or chasing muleys in early August or something along those lines. So that is a big role. And that's where I've kind of switched even a little bit of my training. And like what you were saying, like, my goal more so recently was like, not necessarily like, I'm okay with losing some weight. It's not like the number one goal. Like, I want to just be a little bit better in that cardiovascular side of things. Like, that's just where I've always struggled my whole life. Like, I'm more of like that, give me that quick burst sprinter and quick movement lifts. But it's like, it's the little bit more long distance. And man, I'm very fortunate where the school that I work at, we just got some brand new exercise equipment.
That's where, awesome.
I mean, we've had a great room to begin with, and then we had a little bit of an input of a Stairmaster. So we have two Stairmasters now. We have two ski ergs, and we got two assault bikes now. So it's like, man, I could go from like a treadmill to a stepper to a ski erg to the assault bike to a rower. And it's like, I could do a couple minutes on each thing and like try to see how many max cals I could burn on each thing for a couple minutes. And then I'm like, I could do a couple exercises. So I'm kind of pumped about that a little bit, and I feel pretty good for the couple weeks that I've been doing it now, because our school's a bunch of floors, and I'm able like earlier in the year, I remember being like, man, this sucks. And now I'm like, I'm barely breathing. I could take one little at the top and my heart rate goes right back down. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. But it's crazy to see like I keep going back to thinking what you said. All these people spend all that money on a new rifle, on a new bow setup, and are struggling to find 30 minutes to work out.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of my best friends before we recorded. I was talking to Tom, and he has a baby, their first, and he goes out west every other year, basically, and he hunts some really nasty terrain here in the state of Pennsylvania. And he's like, yeah, when little man goes down, I got a like nice little 30-minute, 45-minute to work out. And I'm sure you get that. Where are you steering people when they come to you and they're like, I'm limited on time? Like, what's your main focus when you get that question?
Well, I'll tell you, and that is 100% why we started we actually call it Mountain Physio 365. So and it's two purpose. We're always 365 days. We're probably as hunters thinking of hunting, but also should be training 365 days a year. It's always on our mind. So with that said, what we did is we have a specific workout that's when people subscribe to this platform is a daily workout that hovers right around that 30 minutes, because most people have time for a 30-minute workout. I prefer like a home gym style. So we have a full gym like programs in there, but we also, a lot of them are home gym with exercise bands, dumbbells, kettlebells, some body weight, some step ups, a backpack. Like, you don't need a lot of equipment, honestly, to get a very good workout and to really target those accessory muscles. And so where I steer people check out, check it out on our website, the Mountain Physio 365. But at the end of the day, it's the workouts that you can do, and it's that consistency. Like, you got to just like continue. And there's days, honestly, as a business owner and stuff, that I'm like, man, it's some meeting from meeting to meeting, talking to all these people, working with clients, that I'm like, I can't get it in. And then I'm like, I need to get it in. I need to, get down there and even get to the gym just for, 15 minutes. And so those little things add up. So don't ever feel like no one should ever feel like, it's, you know, it's a waste to just, you know, do it for 10 minutes or 15 minutes or, you know, a few sprints on some bikes, or I'll go lift some weights, because that's always good. Certainly it could be better, but little workouts like that are very, very effective. And when I say targeting a lot of the accessories, it's really a lot of those like hip abductor muscles, the rotator cuff muscles. You don't always have to be doing max benches, and you don't always have to be doing kipping pull-ups or, you know, clean snatches. Like, certainly that's all part of it, but at the end of the day, like, you need to be doing the right exercises and consistent enough so that you don't get injured.
Yeah. What would you say, like, if someone right now I know what I would say, but if someone's coming to you and they're like, I'm coming out for that first trip, or I just want to get in better shape to be prepared, right, for that moment, and they're like, I've been lifting, I maybe do a little bit of cardio, what's that one thing that if I sit there and I say, what's going to get me prepared the most? What would you tell me?
I think that, again, with the algorithm that we have, this Mountain Fit Readiness Score is what it's called, it would tell us that elevation is probably what people are missing out on. So, and you can get a stair climber and gain kind of some vertical that way, but the elevation is its own different thing. But you need to be doing training that way. So here locally, you need to be training with a pack on, you need to be training, and gaining vert. So obviously where we're at, and again, you can go to a hill that's close by, and you can just do kind of hill sprints. Like, it doesn't need to be a lot. Certainly, when we start talking about like altitude sickness and elevation sickness and things, we want to start talking about living up at that area, at that altitude. But putting on a pack, getting some vert. But with that said, I'm going to say, like, it's not just all pack training. Like, it's a matter of those fine muscles, a lot of the hip stuff. People neglect the hips all the time. Tons of hip workouts, because that's where putting on the pack and your ability to go further stems from, is honestly all those hip muscles.
Yeah. That's going to break you down. That's going to be one of the first things that's hurting, that for no doubt, especially if you have some weight from actually deboning some meat and everything like that and trying to go. But I'm glad you said that, because that's always kind of my first, like, initial thing is try to simulate what you are actually going to be doing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to just say that, even, and I don't know off the top of my head the amount of adding an extra 10 pounds adds so much extra, like, Newton tons of force to your body or something. I don't know those specific numbers off the top of my head. But just having an extra, just carrying around an additional 10 pounds. And I'm not talking in your pack. I'm now talking like viscerally, body weight, those sorts of things. Like, there is something to say, of just carrying less body weight that helps you go much further. And so that is a very big thing. Like, right now, we're now March, people are out shed hunting a lot here. Elk are getting ready to drop. Like, there's activities that you can start doing. But you got to be just working on that cardiovascular fitness. And I'm going to say put on a pack, but I'm also going to say, like, do some running, do some sprints, do some assault bike, do some elliptical, treadmill, anything like that. You got to be doing that. And that's a really important aspect of it, because what it does is it keeps you lean. It starts to drop your weight. And again, even just a few pounds, even just 10 pounds, you'll feel a difference in your joints, your knees, all sorts of things like that. And that's really important. So then when we talk like backpacking and things, really, like, counting ounces is actually a pretty good thing. Like, if you do, like, you don't want to have all this bulky, heavy stuff, because that does add up. But with that said, anytime that you can then, you know, hunt or train with minimal gear on too. So, like, instead of carrying your heavy backpack for, you know, when you're hunting and stuff like that, if you can do these little sprints up the hills, I'm talking when you're elk hunting and stuff like that, is a really good thing, because then you can just go further. And that's important.
When you were saying about hips, what are some key movements we could focus on? Just because, like you said, I know a lot of people neglect them, and that is a key thing. Like I always joke, there was a pack that a couple of, I would say 2 years ago, it was a different brand that I tried, and first time I put weight in it, like I had it distributed the way I would want, had it set up, it fit nice. And the first time I went and did some laps with it and climbed some stairs at the local football stadium and behind the house a little bit, there's a nice little incline hill. I was like, dang, this sucker is not riding very nice, like at all. And I'm thinking like in my head, I'm like, was it my hips? Was it the bag? Like I got a different bag and rode totally different. And I still have that bag to this day. But like part of me was thinking like, are my hips that bad? So what are some of those exercises that we could maybe do and practice, just because again, I know that's something that I could even get better at.
Yeah. I mean, right off the bat, I would say get an exercise band, put it around your ankles and start doing some monster walks. That's a really good exercise right there. If you want to start doing some like endurance stuff, hold a side plank. So, doing a side plank and holding that for time and everything can be a really valuable exercise too. And then all your rotational exercises too. So, the hip abductor, like the glute muscles, there's three. You've got your glute max, your glute med, and then your glute min. And they really kind of act as the, especially the glute med and glute min, more of kind of like the rotator cuff style, the rotator cuff of the hip, we'll call it. Mm-hmm. And so they're not giant muscles, but the glute max is, but the glute med and glute min aren't. But they're extremely important in that stabilizing effect. And so all that side work, all that rotation, and then I'll kind of dive down into like the rotators, the hip rotators. So like clamshells are good ones from a PT side of things, hip cars and everything else like that. So really trying to get full mobility and range of motion is important.
Yeah, I like that
as well.
So the one aspect that I know that you're big on is being stronger. And
yeah.
So what's your philosophy on that? Like how are we doing that? What are your key things? And maybe just talk a little bit about that, like of how that helps with avoiding injuries in a way, right? Because like some people are thinking, well, if I'm lifting heavier and I'm getting like doing all that stuff, that has a higher risk of injury and all that type of stuff. But it's like, if you're focusing on your form and you're doing things correctly, right, your strength and that weight goes up a little bit and gradually goes up over time. And I'm in the believer department where when you have a strong base and other things are going good, then if something does happen, I always feel like your recovery should be a little bit better than the person that doesn't do anything and is struggling and just goes balls to the wall basically and tears something. They're the ones that are going to be struggling to recover, you know, in a longer time period compared to the person that does have a strong base because they have a good foundation. It's not going to take them as long to recover. So where are you at with that? And is that like kind of where you're hoping and designing these programs for these individuals with that?
Definitely. Strength, absolutely 100% is preventative. So, and not only just preventative, like from a longevity standpoint, we're seeing hunters that are 65, 75, 85 years old, more that are wanting to continue to hunt. Strength increases your life expectancy, really. Okay. So strong hunters are extremely important. Some people will, I guess, misinterpret that as far as like strong hunters. Okay, so what you're saying is I need to, you know, be doing max deadlifts, overhead press, benching, squats 5 days a week. And if that's your style, then great. I would say to be a very efficient hunter, I would recommend, there's certainly, we want to be testing some of those max lifts and stuff like that. But really to build strength, you need to be at about 60 to 65. I think it's like 65%. I like people being at about like that 75, 80% of their max lift. So it's not like, I mean, you should be able to do 10 to 15 repetitions in some of these movements and have maybe a few left. We call it reps in reserve. So you should have a few reps in reserve that you should still be able to do. That's that's still enough to spark gains in muscle mass, hypertrophy, and strength and stuff. And so making sure that you are training that way. And I would say, as far as like a frequency, really training, you know, for at least four, but even like 5 and 6 days a week of at about that 60, anywhere from that like 60, 65 up to like 85, 90%. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not always you have to do these max lifts and stuff like that, or these super intense workouts. That way you just need to be adding weight, and you need to be using resistance, and you need to be changing it up a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your go-to for the shoulders?
Yeah. Go-to for the shoulders. I get that. I really do. I get that question a lot. And I would say you can see actually in some of my videos and stuff, and a lot of content I'm putting out on Instagram today. I just dropped a video that's kind of a fun little new format, but a shoulder W is the one that I dropped today. So look up that exercise, okay, or go to Instagram and check that out, because it's a really good one. But all of your rotator cuff stuff, like so many people neglect the rotator cuff, and I really harp on the rotator cuff a lot, because I see so many injuries in the rotator cuff from bow hunters, from archers, and these people that want to continue to shoot, whether they're shooting 50 pounds, 60 pounds, or they want to be shooting 80 pounds, 85 pounds. We're seeing that kind of trend, I'll say, as people want these fast bows. They want, you know, shooting these light arrows, fast arrows, things like that. And it's all, they want flat trajectory, which I agree with. But at the end of the day, really like strengthening and really focusing on that rotator cuff, it's going to be the one way that you probably continue to do that safely.
So there was an exercise, and I owe this one to my colleague. Like, I've always been a big proponent of like I's and T's and along those lines. And especially using like on a TRX band, I do those even with some of my students and all that stuff, just because like you said, hitting those smaller muscles, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm burning. You know what I mean? It's so funny to see like a young little teenager and they're, you know, they think they're so strong and tough and all that stuff, and you're doing that. But one of my colleagues, she's really into health and fitness, and she's a beast, man. Like, I would love to see her run up like the mountains and stuff like that and go some elk hunt, because I'm telling you, she is a beast when it comes to physical fitness. But she showed me one where it's doing those same movements, but instead of gripping the TRX handles, it's actually like where you could put your feet, just putting the elastic piece like behind my hand. And just using that weight and keeping that, like keeping my lats like engaged here. And as I drive up, just using that, I was like, oh man, like that offered a whole different activating some of the different muscles back then. I was pretty impressed with that little movement. So I've started incorporating that into like every other day just to keep things healthy back there. So pretty cool to add that one to the mix.
Yeah, I think from what you're saying, it sounds kind of like what I would term a V. So you got I's, Y's, T's. Yep. I do a V. So that same exercise with the band around your wrists, and then kind of making a V as you slide up the wall. Mm-hmm. So a similar, I think, motion that you're doing there. Yep. But V's are awesome. Those W's, even just like you'll see a ton of this on my Instagram, on YouTube, everything else like that. I do a ton of just external rotation bilaterally. So you're kind of getting the posterior chain, that posterior deltoid, but also those rhomboids, and getting back, like anything to bring your shoulders back, honestly, more pulling motions. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that like to do pushing motions, and I'm not saying that they're bad, but I read something, and was at a clinical once working with individuals. And it was really like, you should have a ratio of like 3 pulling exercises to like 1 pushing sort of thing. Just because we live in this world of like forward shoulders on our phone. And so tons more pulling motions, that posterior stuff is so critical.
Yeah. I always say, when I would work with people and stuff like that, I would always say that's done more because they see it. right? Like mm-hmm. doing back stuff's not fun and sexy because you can't see it working. mm-hmm. You know, I always used to joke and say that's the reason why yeah. a lot of people neglect that part of their that posterior chain and everything yeah. like that.
It's fun to flex in the mirror and kind yeah. of see your pecs.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, strong back's probably better.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing like to tailor these programs to hunters, ma'am? Just because again, like that is the one aspect of like when you work with someone and like you said, I don't look at you as an individual, and I'm not saying that just because you don't like that term coach, but like when you work with someone that really knows what they're doing and you are able to not get a cookie cutter program, that's the one aspect that of what you're doing and your specific company. That's what I like I know yeah. if I come to you, Preston, you are putting me through my parkue. If those of you that don't know what a parkue is, that's me answering certain questions, yep. you know, injuries and all that type of stuff, diabetes. I'm answering those questions where he could use that and hear feedback from me and develop the program for what I want to accomplish. And that's my program, right?
Yeah.
He might use different techniques that he's been able to use on other people that might have had that same maybe type of criteria that I've wanted. But you're tailoring that program to me. So like, what are things you're taking into consideration when you're doing that? Or just like, how are you doing that for somebody? Like you said, you're working with people from the state of Pennsylvania. How the heck are you doing that?
Yeah. No. Yeah, we do. Honestly, like I said, we work all over the globe, which has been fun, and it's very effective. We've had some very effective, outcomes from working from a telehealth sort of mm-hmm. standpoint. And I want to make sure I am clear that I don't mean coaches. I don't want to put anyone down, honestly, but it's an oversaturated term, especially mm-hmm. like online. And that's honestly unfortunate for even like really good coaches, because they have some credentials and stuff. Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, I think that's kind of more where it should be. So,
before we move on, just admit it, Preston, you're still scarred from the Beachbody coaches where someone lost 50 exactly. pounds and they're like, I'm signing up because I want to be that coach and be that role model.
Exactly.
Which is
exactly.
great. I'm so pumped because that individual did a great job of making a lifestyle change, bettering themselves. But like you said, I'm with you, man. Like, you have the pedigree, yeah. you have the information behind you. You're still a great coach. It's just, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So I've actually, I'll say like, yeah, let's do some coaching. And then I have to catch myself. But at the end of the day, it is a lot of one-on-one work. And that's, you know, what we do. So as you were saying, like tailoring it specifically to hunters, is so critical. So one thing that's, again, very effective is obviously just the internet and media like this and video calls where we can see and we can evaluate. I think that's critical. And I think I will say that is, like I said, the number one thing that we do, and people are receiving it extremely well. A lot of interest in it, because your health is unique compared to mine and compared to anyone else's, and that's what we really do, is when we ask those questions, when we not even just ask questions, but when we go through the evaluation, when we talk to them about their goals, we then start tailoring and building those plans, because people have, you know, different goals, objectives. Well, it's, where this has always started actually is when I wanted to kind of build our program, it was talking to people with a lot of people with heart disease who've had heart attacks and stuff. And it's like, you can't just jump into a cookie cutter program. You need to have specific, tailored programs, because, your life's really at risk, honestly. Like, right. We're talking when you're up on the mountain, like, and I've been talking to a lot of people lately and they're like, yeah, we've actually been kind of concerned with some of our, you know, clients that we've had, because yeah, they had diabetes and they didn't tell us, or, you know, they have had heart disease. And it's like, we're really trying to do this to really tailor it that way so that people can have a better experience and better outcomes that way. And like I said, we have our self-guided plans that are really good, targeting specific problems that hunters face. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the guided, like, one-on-one work is absolutely the best, because we can tailor it for your training, for your expectations, for your hunt, going up to Alaska, heading, you know, to Colorado to hunt elk, whatever that is. Whitetail guys too, right? I mean, it's a lifestyle. So, you know, you got to climb the tree stand, and maybe it's not that far of a walk. It's a 400 or 500 yard walk to the stand, but it's still that lifestyle of like thinking about it from a bigger picture. It's not just for the hunt itself. Yes, that's a big portion of it, but it's also just to be active and stay healthy so that you can enjoy these experiences with your kids, with your family, and have a, you know, not die out there.
Right. Yeah. How are those telehealth, like those virtual ones, you know, like you said, I mean, I've had to do a telehealth just because it's a lot easier to get if I know what's wrong with me and I just want to get a Z-Pack. You know what I mean? If I feel like I know I got the flu, it's just easy to do that and go, and they write the prescription, I go pick it up. You know, how have you managed that, like the virtual side of things of working, you know, with one-on-one with people, maybe designing the programs and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, it, like I said, it works really well. And we have our platforms that we use. But ultimately, like, scheduling is super simple on our website, and then just running people through some specific tests. And so a lot of it, as I would say, is our, you know, our proprietary Mountain Fit readiness scoring system. Again, these aren't just tests that I've just made up that I'm like, oh, I'm going to come up with that idea, and this is going to be the best score out there. This is really like data from, evidence, systematic reviews, all sorts of things of like what is necessary for specific to prevent injury. So we know one of them specifically being, rotator cuff strength. Rotator cuff strength should be about a fifth or so of your body weight, and you'll have less risks of injury.
Wow. It's crazy, man.
I
just think of what we could be doing to better ourselves, and, it's those little things, and it always comes down to the friggin' little things.
Yeah. The consistent little things. and I think, again, it's sometimes I was just at this Hunt Expo, and it was so surprising, I guess, of how many people, and it was actually really fun. Like, made some awesome contacts, and it was extremely fun. The Great Outdoor Show that you have there, right? I guarantee you could ask a lot of people, and they're walking around and they're buying new gear, and that's all good. There's nothing wrong with new gear. I like new gear as well. But at the end of the day, like, and people would say, they're like, I know. If you don't have your health, it doesn't matter how nice a rifle you got. And I'm like, you nailed it. Like, what are you waiting for? And it's just so interesting because people, it's just so easy and to get so much satisfaction from, I guess, spending money on a new rifle and stuff. And again, it's nice. And there's that's necessary within the industry to have some advancements like that. But man, I had someone tell me once, they're like, I'd rather shoot my grandpa's old 30-06 and have my health than shoot a brand new 7 PRC.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I just think of even this past year for me personally, hunting season of the, it's our new camp that we have, and it's a big long logging road, but it's straight up, man. it is straight up, and you know, you sweat a little bit, and like my goal this year, like going into, you know, the next hunting season, is like I want to be able to run up that sucker.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's my goal. So I'm pumped for some weekend trips up there, like doing what you're saying of having a pack on and walking up, but then maybe the next ridge I'm taking that pack off and I'm gonna do some sprints on it and do some fun stuff like that. And I will say this, the one aspect that kind of always has, since when we went out to Utah in 2020, that year, that would have been 2020, that fall, I always talk about, that was probably physically, as far as the way I looked, one of the better figures that I ever produced. Like, I worked very hard. I wanted to be ready. I did a lot of everything. I did strength training. I did cardiovascular. Like, I felt great. The one thing that got to me was the mornings. The mornings really, I woke up fine. It was the getting going. Like when I would, like, I remember like when Dimitri and Tim would start going, obviously like Tim and I are the same height, same leg stride, but man, like I would fall behind him quickly. Dimitri was, is taller than me. His leg stride's a lot further. So he would always be ahead anyway, even here in PA and stuff like that when we did stuff together. But like, man, I just remember sucking wind in the morning, midday, evening. I was fine. Like I could go and do all that type of stuff, but man, my mornings, they sucked. And I'm like,
yeah, interesting.
Hey, I've always found that very interesting just because it wasn't like it was an all day thing. It wasn't like, but it was every morning when we, when I had to do some physical activity, I struggled.
Yeah. From a physiology standpoint, I almost wonder if it was just kind of the altitude and honestly kind of oxygen and stuff like that, oxygenation to those tissues.
Yeah.
And it certainly could be some of the nutrition stuff, but at the end of the day, interesting. Very interesting.
It is. Put that one on your radar.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on my radar.
Yeah,
for
sure. Like mornings only, afternoons were okay. You know, all that type of stuff, evenings coming out, doing all that type of stuff were okay. But those morning hike ins or hike ups or and all that stuff, I just remember just sucking wind.
Yeah.
And I remember just being slow, very slow. Like,
yeah, I always have it as a goal every year. I think my goal is kind of like yours is this year. I want it to be the strongest that I feel. Like I want every year I want it to be like, okay, I feel the strongest this year. I feel the strongest this year. And it's an uphill battle for everyone, right? Everyone as we age.
Especially, how old are you now?
Oh, 30. I want to say I'm 36, 37. 30,
yeah, so yeah, I'll be 38 this summer. I'm with you in the same boat. I want to be strong.
Yeah.
Like I want to be heart healthy and I want to be strong.
Every year it's like this year. And honestly, I think the last few years, there was a couple of years ago that I felt really, really good. Last year was really, not this last year, it was a good year. I think the year before that was really tough. I was working a lot of hours and just, you know, mentally not there. But this year, every single day I'm doing our training, putting new programs in, everything else like that. And I'm feeling good right now, actually. Feeling weight's good. All sorts of things are good right now. So.
Heck yeah, man. Dude, any closing remarks or anything like that that we didn't cover that you would love to touch upon before we get off?
No, I think, we're doing a lot of stuff on social media. We got a big push there. We got our kind of Mountain Physio Insider, I guess I'd say, for people to jump on the website and subscribe to that. And that we're doing some fun things with that, like new calls and just releasing exercises, workouts, content quicker, but also jumping on and doing like some calls that way, some group calls. And so that's fun. So that people should join that. Trying to put out some content on some YouTube and things like that. But really our Instagram's got a ton of really good videos. And I'd say check out the app at mountainphysio.com because that's where you can find it. You can find the guided work. You can find the programming that we do. Trying to do everything we can to keep you guys hunting really for an entire life. So
I love that, man. No, I appreciate you coming on. And like I said, I know you're busy and we'll have to, maybe what we could do is too over like late spring or something like that. Maybe when you come up to PA, maybe we could do some stuff together where, we could gear towards like those Pennsylvania guys, do something a little bit for us guys here at Eastern that we could work on. Maybe that'd be pretty cool.
We should talk about, or we should try to figure out, I think that's a great idea. I think we should try to put together like a, I think that's over. When is that exactly?
That's May, May 31st, June.
May 30th. Yeah.
Around that time.
I have a bear tag that I drew here. And it ends the 26th. And so then I'll be going to PA. But I think I have a graduation like that first day of it. So I don't know if I'll be there the first day. I'm going to have our other, my other colleague there for I think the first day. And then I'll show up. But we should do something, as I say, is we should do some like fun little morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hike, ruck, exercise, something or other like that. It'd be kind of fun. We could do like a Q&A and we could answer a bunch of questions for people,
dude. And that would be cool.
Show up and that'd be kind of fun. We should actually talk about that and try to set something up and maybe kind of make an an event of itself.
Yeah, hell yeah, let's do that. But no, man, I appreciate you coming on. Those of you that are, I know a lot of you that listen are into this stuff, and I hope you enjoy this. So if you do have more questions, if I didn't do a good enough job to ask the right questions, please don't be afraid to hit Preston up and check his stuff out, because I'm telling you, what I loved about this, and I don't want to beat the dead horse here, but when Preston said earlier about putting out a lot of content but getting better with it, wholeheartedly he did, and it was always good stuff. It was easy for me to understand it because I'm in this field. I have that Kinesis degree, so I know what he was talking about. But he's with the I would say, what would you say? Like, he's now into trend. It's easy. He's trendy with it, and it gets right to the point, and it's very good. It's very easy to understand. It's just good stuff. So check that out. What's really neat, your program, the 365, isn't that like your HSA approved and all that stuff too for people?
Absolutely, yeah. So our guided works HSA, FSA approved, and then the program itself, HSA, FSA approved. And like I said, we've really kind of, man, that's been tough it's down to a point, a price point, I'm going to say, that is affordable for everyone. Yeah. Like, honestly, I
looked at it before I came on, and it's like, man, if I really want to make a lifestyle change, if I want help and I want good help, that's worth more than gold. I'm just throwing it out there. Like, at first you look at it, but it's like, that's cheaper than both sites right now, people.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I'm screaming right now.
Yeah, dude, like I get it. Don't sell yourself both short. Sites. You know what I'm saying? But like,
well, it's been a challenge, just because, so I'll say, like I said, our one-on-one guided work, like, even for that, honestly, it's a very affordable price. But now having an app with programs that are built by us that are really solving specific problems, it's a great price, honestly. And I'm going to just tell people to go check it out, because honestly, it really is valuable. And honestly, it's like more than, I kind of got it down to the point that I'm like, all right, this is where we're kind of stopping. And at the end of the day, it's like, it's valuable to have this knowledge. And I'll say, like, you know, invest in your health, honestly, invest in your health, and you'll have a better hunt. You'll have a better experience. And overall, just be healthier. Yeah. So
buy that program, buy that new bow sight next year. There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, man, I appreciate it. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next week, everybody. Antler Up.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Antler Up podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Please go check us out on our Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and at antlerupoutdoors.com. If you enjoyed this episode, go leave a review and subscribe for next week's episode. Until then, Antler Up.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.